The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
And I want to welcome David to the show. David?
Yes?
You're questioning staying with your wife after many years?
That's correct.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Well, the question is this. My wife and I have had a good marriage for 25 years.
Okay.
And it seems like the last 5 years we've been captured in a state of where we're chronically in conflict with each other and arguing and harsh words and things like that. And the question that I have is that we took vows when we got married,
you know,
for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
Right.
And my question is, does each of us have an obligation to the other? And I think the answer is yes, but I'd appreciate some help with it, about remaining each other's highest value. What should a man do? What should a woman do if they're in this situation and they start to question, boy, should I consider whether I need to get divorced and find someone else that can be my highest value?
I think it's one of the harder thinking problems that you'll ever have. I think that you have no obligation to stay with somebody if you're feeling conflict together for 5 years without any way to resolve it. The questions that come to my mind, David, are asking yourself, what happened? Why was it good for 25 years? And what happened 5 years ago that changed it? Was one of you interested in somebody else outside of the marriage? You know, that happens. You sometimes the sameness of a long-term relationship just makes someone else a little more exciting. Sometimes, you know, someone bought a boat and the person, or a car and the person didn't like it, or a house, you know, they did it unilaterally. But something was triggered. Do you know what it was 5 years ago?
Well, I've been self-employed, and I don't think that my wife has been happy with the decision. And originally, I was very successful in the business, but after the collapse, the business has struggled more. That's been a problem. There have been other stressors in our relationship. For example, a daughter with medical problems that, you know, exacerbated that situation.
Yeah.
And some other things. And I think what's really happened is that our problem-solving ability as a couple is not all that it should be. And so we got captured into this sort of negative state where we, you know, the situation just sort of deteriorates. As communication breaks down, your ability to work together to solve problems goes down. And I think we sort of got caught in a negative spiral there. And I think we could fix that. And we're actually in therapy now to try to fix that. But I have this nagging question of whether, you know, at what point in time does a man start to look outside the marriage? And again, what duty do I owe my wife?
It's not fundamentally what duty you owe your wife. It's what duty, it's not even what duty. It's what do you owe yourself? And what you owe yourself, again, is number one.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Ah, here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
And what you owe yourself, again, is number one, understanding what is happening and why it's happening. Because sometimes just the clarity of, like you started to tell me, the clarity of knowing that, well, she doesn't like my employment situation and hasn't for the last 5 years. And we've had conflicts over a medical problem that our daughter has. And you can list probably a few more privately. You don't need to tell me them. But you try to make sense. You try to really get clarity on what went off track. And one of the ways you do that is not just looking outwardly, but looking inward and just saying, what goes through my mind when we have a conflict? What am I saying to myself? Oh, she's so unappreciative, or she's trying to control me. And what if she's open with you, if you're in therapy, she could share with you the themes that go through her mind. Because sometimes you're able to when you can isolate your own themes, you realize that many people realize that some of the themes come from their own family of origin. It's not mm-hmm. just from a wife. It's just you triggered something, you set it off. And like, if, for example, if my husband came home and he suddenly wanted to watch the Red Sox, I would be up in arms and everybody else would look at me like I'm crazy lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sounds so innocuous, but I grew up with in a family where sports was on the TV 24/7. And when my dad would get frustrated, he would get frustrated anytime the Red Sox lost.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the history, they lost all the time. So I just wanted a life free of Red Sox. So if he came home and suddenly wanted to watch the Red Sox, I would feel like he doesn't love me anymore. And that may not be the case. That may be a totally false conclusion that I jump to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you loved me, you would never watch the Red Sox. So we would need some help, and I would need some help dealing with the trauma from my past. So I don't know if any of that's the case. But you can think about that. Number one, you want the understanding of why it went off track. Number two, what's the value to you of staying together? If you could envision yourself maybe moving forward, maybe in the next 3 years, getting back some of that electric feeling with one another, that comfort feeling, the good feelings you've had, would it be worth fighting for? Some people tell me in a resounding way, no, you know, it's over. Other people say, oh, absolutely, I would love that back. I just don't know if we can ever get it back. Well, if you would love it back, then that's your selfish, I'm using that in a very positive sense, self-valuing. It's to your benefit to try to learn the communication skills, and you learn communication skills, which is really cool too, I'm sure you have plenty, but you add to them. That will help both of you. And you see, if your wife is on the same page with that, then it's worth putting in the time to mend it. Not because you took vows, because certainly people can grow in opposite directions. Trajectories can go all over the map, up and down, roller coaster rides. But if it's worth trying to repair, try to figure out what's going on with your daughter, what's going on with employment, how that could fix things. Maybe it's neither of the above. Sometimes the things people argue about on the surface or the tip of the iceberg, and they feel too vulnerable to name the main issue. Maybe it's the intimacy issue, the sex, you know, and you need to get to the core issues, and that's where therapy will help. So I hope that helps. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
That all sounds right to me, and I think that the therapy that we've had four sessions.
Yeah.
The therapy is going well.
Wonderful.
And I think that the possibility exists to correct the problems that we have.
Yeah.
And to have a great marriage.
That's wonderful. And share that, underscore that with your wife.
Okay.
Yes. So listen, I thank you so much. And I have a book on romance with my co-author, Dr. Ed Locke, and you can look into that if you'd like.
I would like that, and I thank you for your help.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Pay me a compliment, Melvin. I need one. Quick. You have no idea how much what you just said hurt my feelings. A compliment is something nice about somebody else.
This is a request from June.
Now or never.
Okay.
And mean it.
Can we order first?
And that's from As Good As It Gets. And we've all been in situations where we just feel like a compliment is earned and the person doesn't give it. But obviously, this is not the way to go around asking for it, because if you demand it, then how would you ever know if it's genuine? You undermine yourself. So you do need to express how you feel when you feel like a person's not attending to you, not when you feel it would be appropriate. And sometimes just a gentle reminder or just a gentle saying, you know, I like it when I get a little feedback from you, that helps me. It might be what's needed in that moment. To demand it will always backfire.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
In deciding whether to forgive your partner for an injustice, consider, is there evidence that the person has really changed? The more serious the offense or the more long-term the problem, the longer it takes to know if the partner has genuinely reformed. Don't forgive too soon. Many people are repeat offenders. No one else can make the decision to forgive for you, nor are there any formulas, only guiding principles such as those just listed, and often a great deal of thought. Take the case of adultery. For many individuals, such an act is unforgivable and the hurt partner immediately terminates the relationship. To others, it might signal that something is very wrong with the relationship, and the response would be to uncover the causes and decide whether the partnership can or should be repaired.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.